Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, it is now the time to have the stage of deep silence, that is, the stage of being bodiless. Practice staying in this stage. Question. What is the highest destination of all, and how do you attain it? Answer. To become completely civilized is the highest destination. Only when there isn't the slightest mischief in your physical organs can you become completely civilized. When you have such a stage, you can receive the sovereignty of the world. It is remembered, those who ascend taste the sweetness of heaven, that is, they can become the kings of kings, otherwise they become subjects. Now check, what is my attitude like? Do I make any mistakes? Om Shanti. You have to sit here in soul consciousness. The Father explains to you, children, consider yourselves to be souls. Baba is now asking all-rounder Daddy, are you soul conscious or body conscious in the golden age? There you are automatically soul conscious. You don't need to remember this again and again. Yes, there you understand when your body has grown old and you therefore have to shed it and take a new one. Just like the example of a snake, so a soul sheds his old body and takes a new one. God explains with examples. Buzz knowledge to all human beings and make them as knowledgeable as yourselves, through which they can become viceless deities in the land of angels. The highest study is to change from human beings into deities. It is remembered, it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. Who did that? The deities didn't do that. Only God changes human beings into deities. Human beings don't know these things. People everywhere ask you, what is your aim and objective? Why don't you have a small leaflet printed explaining your aim and objective so that you can give it to anyone who asks you? They will be able to understand through that. Baba has explained very well. At this time, it is the iron-aged, impure world in which there is great, limitless sorrow. Baba is now doing the service of taking us human beings to the great, pure, golden-aged land of happiness. That is, he is showing us the way. It isn't that we are giving undivided, without duality, knowledge. Those people consider the knowledge in the scriptures to be undivided knowledge. In fact, that is not undivided knowledge. Even to write undivided knowledge is wrong. You have to explain this clearly to human beings. Have such leaflets printed that people can quickly understand what your aim is. We remove iron-aged, impure, corrupt human beings from limitless sorrow and take them to the golden-aged, pure, elevated world of limitless happiness. Baba gives you children this essay to write. You have to write this very clearly. Everywhere you should have leaflets with such articles, so that you can quickly bring them out and give them to people, and they can realize that they are in the land of sorrow and lying in the dirt. Human beings don't understand that they are the human beings of the iron-aged, impure land of sorrow, and that we are the ones who take them into limitless happiness. So you should have a good leaflet made, just like Baba had one printed. Are you golden-aged or iron-aged? However, people don't understand anything. They consider jewels to be stones and throw them away. These are the jewels of knowledge, whereas those people think that there are jewels in the scriptures. You can clearly explain so that they can realize that there is limitless sorrow here. There should be a list of the types of sorrow, and there should be at least 101 types in that list. Right? In this world, there is limitless sorrow. Write all of this and make a list. On the other side, write about the limitless happiness where there is no trace of sorrow. We are establishing that kingdom, that is, that land of happiness. People will then very quickly close their mouths. People don't understand that there is the land of sorrow at this time. They consider this to be heaven. They build huge palaces and new temples, etc. They don't know that all of this is to finish. They receive a lot of money through bribery. The father has explained that all of that is the arrogance of Maya and the arrogance of science. Motors and aeroplanes, etc., are all the show of Maya. It is a law that when the father establishes heaven, Maya too shows her own splendor. This is called the pomp of Maya. You children are now establishing peace throughout the whole world. If Maya comes and interferes, the consciences of you children bite you. The father explains that when someone becomes trapped in another's name and form, it is being criminal-eyed. In the Iron Age, there is criminalization, whereas in the Golden Age, there is civilization. Everyone bows their heads in front of those deity idols. You are viceless and we are vicious. This is why the father says, each of you should check your own stage. All the senior Maharatis should look at themselves. My intellect is not being pulled to anyone's name and form, is it? So-and-so is very good. I want to do this. Do you have that feeling inside? Baba knows that at this time, no one is completely civilized. It requires a lot of effort for there not to be the slightest mischief. There are scarcely any like that. Their eyes definitely deceive them even a little. The drama will not allow anyone to become civilized, civil-eyed, very quickly. Each of you has to make a lot of effort and check yourself. Do my eyes deceive me? It is a very high destination to become a master of the world. Those who climb taste the sweetness of heaven, that is, they become the kings of kings. If they fall, they become subjects. Nowadays, it would be said that these are vicious times. No matter how great a person is, even, for instance, the Queen, she would be internally afraid that perhaps someone will dethrone her. There is peacelessness in every human being. Even some children spread so much peacelessness. You are establishing peace, and so, first of all, you have to remain peaceful yourself, and you can then fill others with that power. There, the kingdom itself is very peaceful. Your eyes become civil. The father says, "Check yourselves. What was the attitude of myself, this soul, like today?" This requires a lot of effort. You have to look at yourself. Sometimes you don't tell the truth to the unlimited father, and you continue to make mistakes at every step. If you look at someone with that criminal vision, or you make a mistake, instantly note that down. Until you become completely free from making mistakes, you must be making at least 10 to 20 mistakes every day. However, no one tells the truth. Those who are body conscious will definitely commit one sin or another. Their consciences will continue to bite them. Some don't even understand what a mistake is. Do animals understand this? Before receiving this knowledge, you too had monkey intellects. Some change by 50%, some change by 10%, and others change by some other percentage. These eyes are very deceitful. The eyes are the sharpest. The father says, "You souls came down bodiless. You didn't have bodies. Do you know at this time what other bodies you will take or what relationships you will enter?" You cannot tell. You remain in complete silence in the womb. Each soul becomes completely silent. Only when the body grows do you come to know what you have to become. You simply shed that old body and return home, and then when you take another body, you will play your part in the golden age. It is now the time to become completely silent. Each soul carries those sanskars with him, and they emerge when the body grows larger. You now have to return home, and you therefore have to forget this old world and the consciousness of your bodies. Nothing should be remembered. You have to observe many precautions. Whatever is inside, that will emerge outside. Shiv Baba has this knowledge in him. I too have a part. It is of me that you say, "The ocean of knowledge." People sing this praise, but they don't know the meaning of it. You now understand the meaning of this. However, the intellects of souls become not worth a penny. The Father is now making you so wise. Human beings have millions and multi-millions. That is the pomp of Maya. Whatever useful things of science you have now, you will have them there too. Those who have invented them will exist there too. They will not become kings. They will come to you at the end and will then teach others. You learn so much from the One Father. Only the One Father changes the world so much from what it was. There are those who invent those things and then spread them. At first, there was only one person who made the bombs. He would have understood that the world will be destroyed by them. Then he continued to make more. Science is needed there too. There is still time. They will study and become clever. Once they have received the introduction of the Father, they will go to heaven and become maids and servants. There, everything is such that it gives happiness. Whatever existed in the land of happiness will exist there again. There is no question of any disease or sorrow there. Here there is limitless sorrow. There is limitless happiness. We are now establishing it. Only the one Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. First of all, your own stage has to be like that. You mustn't simply be a pandit. There is the story of a pandit who said that you can go across by taking the name of Rama. That story applies to this time. By having remembrance of the Father, you go from the ocean of poison to the ocean of milk. The stage of you children has to be very good here. If there isn't any power of yoga and your eyes are criminal, the arrow will not strike the target. The eyes have to be civil. If you give someone this knowledge whilst in remembrance of the Father, the arrow will strike the target. The sword of this knowledge has to have the power of yoga. Through this knowledge you earn wealth. You have the power of remembrance. Many children don't have any remembrance at all. They don't even know anything. The Father says, you have to explain to people that this is a land of sorrow and that the Golden Age is a land of happiness. There is no mention of happiness in the Iron Age. Even if there is, it is like the droppings of a crow. There is limitless happiness in the Golden Age. People don't understand the meaning of that. They continue to beat their heads for liberation. No one knows about liberation in life. So how could they give this knowledge? They come in the Rajopradhan period. So how could they teach Raja Yoga? Here, happiness is like the droppings of a crow. They don't even know what happened through Raja Yoga. You children know that this is the drama that is taking place. They write defamatory things about you in the newspapers, but that has to happen. There are all types of assault on the innocent ones. There are many types of sorrow in the world. There isn't any happiness here now. No matter how wealthy someone is, if he falls ill or goes blind, there is sorrow experienced. Write all of this down in the list of the types of sorrow. All of these things exist at the end of the Iron Age, Ravan's kingdom. There isn't a single thing that causes sorrow in the Golden Age. The Golden Age existed in the past. It is now the Confluence Age. The Father also comes at the Confluence Age. You now know which births you take in 5,000 years and how you come into sorrow from happiness. Those who have all of this knowledge in their intellects and who have imbibed it can understand this. The Father is filling the aprons of you children. It is remembered, wealth does not diminish by donating it to others. If someone doesn't donate wealth, it is as though he doesn't have any. In that case, he will not receive any wealth. There is that account. If you don't give anything, from where would you receive it? How would there be expansion? All of these are imperishable jewels of knowledge. It is number wise for everything. This is your spiritual army. Some souls will go and claim a high status, whereas others will attain the status of subjects, just as they did in the previous cycle. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found spiritual children, number wise according to your efforts, love, remembrance and good morning from deep within the heart, from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to look after yourself, check yourself at every step. A. What is the attitude of myself, this soul, like today? B. Were my eyes civil? C. What sins did I commit under the influence of body consciousness? 2. Inculcate the imperishable wealth of knowledge into your intellect and then donate it. Definitely fill the sword of this knowledge with the power of remembrance. Blessing. May you be fearless and become victorious and attract everyone by imbibing the authority of truth. You children are elevated, powerful souls with the power of truth. You have received this true knowledge, the true Father, true attainment, true remembrance, true virtues and true powers. When you have the intoxication of such great authority, this authority of truth will continue to attract every soul. Even in the land of falsehood, those who have the power of truth are victorious. The attainment of truth is happiness and fearlessness. Those who speak the truth are fearless. They should never be afraid. Slogan: the way to transform the atmosphere is to have positive thoughts and a powerful attitude. Om Shanti.